Welcome, dear Chambra. Welcome, dear pioneers of consciousness and sensual spiritual pirates. Yes, yeah. Boy, this is a special gathering. And of course, we weren't here last month, and I know we all kind of missed coming here. At the same time, we were doing the consciousness work, even though we weren't here. And let's take a breath with that. And here we are for Shao 10 of the Charisma Series, and also the 4th of July for the United States of America. It's the first time we've ever combined a Shao with the 4th of July. First time. And it's going to be a special time, I know that. And I think you all, everyone feels that too. Yeah? It is. And a lot of interesting synchronicities. And some of you may be aware that Adamus, actually, while he was being Saint Germain or Saint Germain in Europe, also embodied into the United States and was with the Founding Fathers at the time of the writing of the Declaration of Independence. Can you imagine? Wow. And that's where we're going. And what a powerful document that is. And it really set the stage for us coming to even now. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among those are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And let's take a breath with that, because we're doing it. Freedom for the self. And then is an extra little bonus, that rascal, Saint Germain, also channeled the music that we just heard. Initially, it was entitled 1776, but was lost, and then recently recomposed and channeled by Michael Hoppe, no relation to Jeffrey Hoppe. So here we have this music to usher in this age of consciousness, the age of the sensual spiritual pirate. And then all the things that have been happening in the world, you know, we're all aware of the trauma and drama, but also things like there's huge shifts all over the board. Nothing is left. And like in the United States, just recently, the Supreme Court affirmed that gays and lesbians could marry, and it'd be a legal binding document. Is it about time or what? Yeah, I mean, I get chills on that. So special. And just the synchronicities are just amazing, amazing. And like last weekend, we had the SES update. Huh? I know a lot of people were here and stayed over, and thank you. You guys were awesome. It was an incredible experience for us who were at home watching. And then we had Keyhawk gathered here just last Friday. Not this last Friday, but the one before. And then we had Keyhawk 5 started with the full moon on July 1st. And then the game room was open, right? July 1st, the master's room. Yeah. Whew, 1,500 masters were there with us, breathing and being, just radiating. Radiating. Yeah, that's what we're here for. And then Jeff and Linda go to Europe and go to Greece first for Kos, you know, the golden age of Greece, and then go to Europe for the Renaissance. And now we're coming here now for this time of self, the big hurrah, the big hurrah. So let's welcome Jeff and Linda back from all their travels. Yes, come on down. Welcome. Auspicious time, it is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
So these are amazing times. That would be an understatement. And just be, you know, about the time I think it can't get any crazier, it does.
But, you know, it just keeps getting better, actually. I know there's a lot of tough times, but it really keeps getting better. for us, maybe not for the world.
The intensity.
I know, but it's more fun. It's more refreshing. And I mean, these days we just have to take a rest, but I really think it keeps getting better. I mean, just look at everybody here, everybody online gathered here. You're actually smiling for the most part. Some have a pasted on smile, but you're smiling.
It is the first 4th of July that we've been able to do a shout, and it's no coincidence. The reason that happened is because Chambra created the studio.
Yes.
You created this center. When we were using the Crimson, the Coal Creek Canyon Improvement Association, they have their own huge celebration on July 4th. So there was never a chance that we could do our monthly meeting before we had this space. So it's no coincidence, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful that we can be here. And you know, this holiday to me is...
By the way, you look so independent today.
I had to work my
closet. July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I got lots of red, not so much white, not so much blue, but wow, I had to work it. But wait, there's more. Okay. It's not just because it's a holiday of the United States. What I love about this holiday, it's a holiday that no matter who you are, it celebrates a freedom and independence. This was a place where many, 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 many people came because they came here with hope that they could create a free, sovereign, and independent life, even if it meant they came as indentured servants. That's what I'm celebrating today, the beauty of independence and freedom and sovereign, what Adamus invites us all to have and celebrate.
Thank you.
They really mean that.
And like Linda said, this is the first time we've done the gathering on the 4th of July. For those of you not from the U.S., it's a big holiday here. It's a barbecue, fireworks, celebration, a lot of drinking beer and God knows what else. But it's really a big celebration. I'd say it's right up there with Christmas. Definitely about three steps over Easter. I mean, who really celebrates? What do you do on Easter? But it's the first time, and we actually looked at the calendar, I think it was at the end of last year, and said, oh, my gosh, July 4th is the first Saturday, the Shoud Day, so we'll have to move it. And we get to talking with the staff, and everybody's like, no, I'm available. I don't do anything on the 4th in particular other than drink and barbecue. And
My family doesn't care if I'm there or not. They I can do whatever I want.
And so we said, let's do it on the 4th. And afterwards, we're going to have barbecue and beer and celebration and fireworks. So we get to do both on the same day.
Where is the fireworks coming from?
The sky.
Oh.
So, or right here. If you check out the slides, right there.
Oh, there we go.
We've got fireworks all over the place.
There you go.
So I'll play that again for everyone online that didn't get to see it. Okay, ready, set, boom. We got fireworks.
Oh, Jeff, the passion you create these things with.
Anyway, we're glad to have you all here. It's been a whirlwind lately, and we have...
from out of the country, since we're welcoming Chambra.
Sure.
We have a few out of the country guests. We've had a lot of people that came in for different events previous to this one and stayed over, and we've had a few say that they're not leaving. And that's okay. We love you. So, from Germany, we have Nikolai. Where are you? There you are,
Nikolai,
sir.
Good to see you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And okay?
You have on the proper shirt
yes.
for the day. The
he saw it in the store, and he said, I think I need
the
that.
The flag shirt, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, and Wibike from Berlin, where are you? There you are.
Good to see you again. Good to see you.
And Anne and Finn Anderson, they just did their consciousness theater. They're here. Where are they?
From Denmark.
There. Yay, right up front. That was such a pleasure to be able to host them.
We're looking all over. Where are they? Oh, right in the front. We don't see the front row so well.
And it should be duly noted that they are also winners of the Inspire Consciousness Award this
year.
From last year. And well-deserved. And then from Mexico City, we have Luz Montero Sanchez. Ah, there she is. Watch out. She's good with the camera.
And
okay, I think
we have
everybody.
A full house. Oh, did we miss anybody from out of the country? No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not your ancestors, just you. You live in Nepal, right. Yeah, that qualifies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have a full house today, probably as full as we've been in a while, still waiting for even more people to show up.
I heard it's because of the beer and barbecue.
Afterwards, we've set up, you've probably seen the tents out on the parking lot near the grassy area. There is a lot of food and drinks. You're welcome, as a matter of fact, to go there at the break if you want water or just hang out or whatever. We've got music that's going to go later on. We've got...
Little request, wear your name badges so we know you're actually part of the barbecue. You know, sometimes people just sort of wander in off the street, and we'd kind of like to keep it more chambre, more intimate than that.
And if you're watching it online and are going to join us energetically, you don't need a name badge. You just need the secret hand sign, which is like that.
What does that mean?
I have no idea, but it just came to mind. I was going to... Yeah. Okay. So it feels, Linda and I have been out on the road for quite a bit lately, and we just came back and started doing events here again last week, and it felt so good to be back here in this energy in the studio. And feels
look
like
at the work all piled up my desk, and it's like, get me out of here.
No, the work will never go away. No. But here we are, and it seems like a long, long, long time since the last show, doesn't it?
Two months.
Do not remember what it was about, and was so thankful that every month we get a Shoud recap. It's kind of like Shouds for Dummies.
Chef, you're going to remember every word of it the minute you see it.
Once I see it, but it's like I have to see it because I don't remember. So
you chanted.
Thankfully we have this recap. We're going to turn down the lights and see what we talked about 2 months ago.
Okay, let's see.
Could have ascended, become enlightened last lifetime, 2-3 lifetimes ago. I would say within the last 300 to 400 years, you could have. Nothing holding you back. You didn't have to come into this lifetime and go through everything you've done. You could have basically brought on your enlightenment when you were about 8 years old. Why? The answer isn't going to be there until you're really ready for it. Now, you say, oh, I am. I'm ready for enlightenment. Not bad enough. Actually, not really. There's a reason why you're waiting. And you're even hiding it from yourself. Why? You don't have to answer right now. And you say, well, no, I'm supposed to tell you. It would be so overwhelming. You have to realize it when you're ready. But I want you to walk out of here today or go do whatever you're doing if you're listening online. I want you to feel into that question. I want you to feel into, not try to answer it up here. It's not going to come from up here. It's not going to be, because I had to come back at the right time when the meridians and the grids were aligning and the fairies and the divas and the elves were all going to be here to support. Oh, shut up. Obviously, you're not ready to hear your own answer. You could have. And one could argue that, or you could say that about anybody. Not really. Most people aren't prepared for it like you are. Most haven't gone through the time of Yeshua. Most haven't gone into the monasteries and the temples for deep inner studying. Most don't have the knowingness of the Kabbalah within them like you do. Remember, it's not just a Jewish sacred book. The Kabbalah is truth, and it goes back long before that. Most aren't, so my question doesn't apply to most people. Not at all. Not even most New Agers. It's interesting because you, Shambhra, have gone, you as a group, have gone beyond New Age, way beyond. It doesn't even apply anymore. You've gone beyond spirituality. You really have. This is no longer a spiritual group, because spirituality is defined by too many concepts and structures and history and machio. This isn't even a cult the occult anymore. You've gone beyond that. You've taken this to a different level. You've taken yourself to a different level. That's why you don't find that comfort level with a lot of spiritual New Age groups, because we're not that. It's definitely not a religion. But we come to this interesting point, this rattling, tense, frictional point in your realization. And you're wondering why things are so tough lately. Because you're changing. But I got to ask that question. You could have done it. I was beside you. You could have done it a while back. Why not? What were you waiting for? That's an answer you have to discover for yourself. And it's not because so we can all do it together. That's a side benefit. Why did you wait? When you are ready to encounter that part of yourself that knows, then you're ready for enlightenment. When you can't answer it clearly and succinctly, when you're making a lot of macchio excuses, when you're thinking too much about it, then there's something in you that doesn't quite want it yet. Doesn't quite want it. That's not a bad thing. You can wait 5 years, 20 years, 10 lifetimes. It doesn't matter. But there's some dynamic, and don't judge it as being bad. There's just something you're still getting from playing the human role, something that's going to, you feel, disappear, go away in enlightenment. Maybe it's fear. Maybe it's fear of death. Maybe it's that simple. I don't think so. Maybe it's something else. And I bring this back a little bit to the story of Yeshua and you coming here to plant that seed of divinity. Then you studying, sequestering yourself in these sacred organizations, and then getting sick and tired of it and just walking away, disillusioned. It's almost like that now. You're almost sick and tired of your own past, of what you've been doing, of your spirituality. Even the word doesn't even sound so good anymore. It's like, spirituality is just another excuse for not being human in life, in yourself. So you get sick of it. And suddenly, whether it's done consciously or unconsciously, you just stop trying. I'm so tired of that. That didn't get me anywhere. All these years, whether it was Crimson Circle or any other group, all these years, look at me. I'm a mess. I'm worn out. I'm broke. I have nothing. People don't like me. I smell bad. And I give up. I'm just going to fade into life. That's actually really good when you get to that point. First of all, you're not going to fade into life. You're not just going to go back to being common at all. But what's good about that is you finally given up. You finally stopped trying to be spiritual. Stopped trying for ascension. The enlightenment is here. I asked you before, why did you wait, assuming you could have just done it a couple lifetimes ago or earlier in this lifetime? It's already here. All the preparation's been done. All the processing's been done. All the prep, all the getting yourself ready. That's here. So stop trying. But in that question, in that answer to the question, when you say stop trying, that would indicate then if you stop trying that it's going to be here, because it already could have been. And that brings it back to my first question, what are you waiting for? Don't think about it, though, because you'll drive yourself crazy thinking about it. You start going through all these mental gyrations. You're not going to be able to figure it out. But you can let yourself feel it and realize it and get that aha. It's not a bad reason. No, it's not a negative reason or anything. It's a very deep reason. Oh, it's a very pure, real reason. When you hear yourself chatter, 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 put it away. Because the answer is just a few simple words. You realize it, and when you do, you realize that you're ready. And that's going to be scary. You realize that it's time for some responsibility, if you want to call it that. It's not really responsibility so much as it is, it's just time. And when you get that very simple, profound, pure answer to your within yourself, why have you waited? What are you waiting for? You know, then you're ready. Then you have to answer that one more question from yourself. Are you ready right now? I can already tell you the answer. Once you realize why you've waited, once you get that, you can't wait anymore. You can't delay it anymore. Let's take a deep breath with that. Makes you wonder what he's going to follow up with today.
I don't know, but it sounded like a setup for Sedona.
It actually did. We'll talk about that when we get there. But forgot to play that. So we're going to start at the beginning and go back. Anyway, that was last month's shout. Now to recent events. Actually, the day after the May shout, Linda and I hit the road and went over to a trip to Europe, starting with Greece and Italy. Beautiful, beautiful. We had an amazing time there.
Absolutely.
Excellent food.
Of course,
great
now it's gone.
Shamba.
Greece has gone bankrupt since we left. It's probably
our fault. No, they're going through a financial reorganization like all of us. Not too many. Anyway, so we hit the road right away, and it was really about over 6 weeks of pretty intense traveling, Greece, Italy, and then we got back, had a few days at home, down to Sedona for 2 weeks for a series of things, including the Cryon Masters Channeling Summit, a huge event down in Sedona, and then our own light integration workshop with Jim Self. And so it was, fast tracking. We put together just a short video, just to get a flavor of it, some of the pictures. And we'll kind of talk through it. We'll explain what they're seeing. So if we could go to that now.
There you go.
Okay. Just a little recap video.
Just to keep it simple.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We hit that road and kept on going, starting in Kos, Greece. It's a beautiful island, actually just a couple miles off the Turkish coast.
Maria was our host. Maria?
Maria did a fantastic job. Weather was beautiful. We had about, I would say, 60 or 70 people for Consciousness Unleashed, coming from about 20 different countries.
You know, it's remarkable that number is pretty consistent with the live events.
People from many, many different countries. A beautiful resort we stayed at, of course, right on the water.
And it was an incredible good value. It was unbelievable.
Oh, the food, the Greek food is just incredible.
Oh, my God, these rich buffets and nice, clean. Warm hotel rooms.
Probably ate too much.
Too many swimming pools in the ocean.
But it was truly a great, great event. And we're looking at going back there again next year in May. So keep your eyes open. Adamus one day sent everybody out swimming. And it
into
like
the ocean, not swimming. He said into the ocean. It was scary. It looked like a cult thing.
It did. Because there's nobody else out there, and all of a sudden there's like 80 people swimming.
It's like really freaky looking.
He did it for me because I don't like swimming in oceans. Anyway, after that, it was on to Italy. So beautiful there. This is a shot of the resort that we stayed at.
Borgo San Luigi.
Yeah. The food. The nature, there's just nothing like it.
Well, there's a softness. And Greece was the same way. Both countries had a real softness to it. So it made it really easy to, you know, really dive into the materials and then to have integration time in beautiful places.
We were there with Johan. They were working with us with the music and a group, again, of about 80 from about 22 different countries.
And that was
Lucia.
Lucia.
Hi, Lucia.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah, who, me? The countryside, Tuscany, is so beautiful.
Oh, and happy birthday to her. It's the day after tomorrow, I think.
Oh, yeah, happy early birthday. Oh, those are
Chamba race cars.
Yeah. And we loved it so much that we're planning to go back again next year in May.
It's an easy place.
Yeah.
Except I buy too much leather.
And then after that, it was back home for a few days and then down to Sedona. Started out at the Grand Canyon with channeling with Lee Carroll. And then to Sedona itself.
Fuck you, heaven!
Yeah, so much. I love it there, but it's a little macchio. Lee Carroll put on the Masters Channeling Summit with 12 channelers from all around. It was really interesting being outside of our own energy here at the studio or in our workshops. And I think there was about 500 or 600 people in attendance, including Jeanette Crowley, who is from Denver here. And Jim Self was there. It was really good to be with our peers. We hadn't seen Steve and Barbara Rother in forever. We had a chance to get together with them, have dinner. And then after that, our light integration workshop.
At the Agave Center.
Very, very nice place. Yeah. Yeah.
Very breathtaking scenery, as you can tell.
Good group of people. It was a combination of Crimson Circle and Mastering Alchemy people. And it really blended well together.
One of the sweet things where we had a lot of people in Sedona come up to us and say, we realize that Adamus and you guys are doing something different and we want to talk some more.
So great group, great time on the road. And we finally got back.
Drove back because we couldn't get on a plane.
Yeah. But actually, we sat on the airplane for several hours. And then they just announced they're canceling the flight. It was literally that quick. Ladies and gentlemen, we are canceling this flight. Thank you for not flying United.
It wasn't that sexy.
And it was like, everybody's like, what? And there's no assistance or whatever. To make a long story very short, we tried all day to get another flight to get back, and nothing worked out.
Or for the next day.
Over the next day. And, you know, Linda and I travel all over.
We
never
paid for seats.
Never have these kind of problems. And all of a sudden, the light went off in our head at the end of the day. You know, if something isn't working, try something else.
But, Jeff, it was a plane ticket, not a lottery ticket.
So we finally said, we're just going to rent a car. We had no luggage. It was on the plane. Our luggage had gone back to Denver, but we didn't. We rented a car. It took 4 days to drive back. Best 4 days I've had in 20 years. I mean, it was so much fun. We went through the Indian Reservation and up
Canyon
through Moab, Utah, and
across Colorado.
Just driving. Not even the staff knew where we were. It's like it was so fun. So I learned a very important lesson. You know, if it's not working, do something else, because there were so many treasures involved in doing something else.
That's
true. So we had a great time. We're going to come back and talk in a little bit about the Cryon channeling conference and the channels that we did down there. But actually, after we got back, we had to prepare for the new sexual energy school. I know a lot of you that are here today attended online or in person. How many?
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, I have to say, I was kind of nervous about it, because that is such classic material from Tobias. And, what is Adamus going to do? I was really, really nervous.
I had my stick ready.
And I never expressed how nervous I was, but I guess the best way to say it was just took it to a whole new level.
Expanded it.
Yeah. We had about, I think it was about 650 online for the event. Adamus did 6 new segments. Were just really clear and focused and complemented what Tobias had originally done.
Well, we were excited because a lot of people were requiring SES now for so many of our live events. And we just knew from the people contacting us, there were just people scattered all over the world that just didn't have access to the live class. And Jeff and I love those live classes with the teachers that create the safe space for them and they can interact with them. But we just didn't have enough reach. And so this gave us a way to reach out to people that had no other access to it.
And we, of course, filmed it all. We're working now on the new teacher resource kit and everything, so the teachers are going to be able to start presenting what we're just calling now SES. We're not calling it the update, just SES, sometime this fall. So if you're interested in taking it from a teacher, which is the very, very best way to take it, they'll have all their materials ready and start booking classes for the fall. Also, translations. I know YOOP is already working on translations and translation teams all around the world, in Germany and Italy.
They're literally pushing really hard to get the English subtitling done fast because it's easier to subtitle right over the English because the timing goes faster.
So everything's scheduled to be done by mid-September, and everybody's working very hard. But this is it's truly life-changing. And I'm going to throw in a comment here and maybe tick off some people watching in. But so often people come to us and, I can't believe you require SES, or I got it energetically. But time and time again, we hear from people who actually had said that, and I can't believe Crimson Circle is requiring that I do something. I'm a pirate. But then the very same people take it and come back to us and say, you know, it was beyond, the experience was beyond what I could have imagined. So SES is so important.
Well, I think you can look at it either way. You can look at it as positive or negative. I think there's at least 15 years of channeled material that we've done, and if in 15 years there's only one core piece of material that we have decided was worthy of asking people to do it, I think that's a pretty reasonable request.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the results have been incredible, and again, we all learned so much about managing our energy, even me, every
time. And loving self.
Absolutely.
As Linda mentioned, we're going to start requiring this for some of the classes in Jeff and Linda live events in 2016, including things like threshold, quantum allowing, and maybe a few other things, because we feel it is so significant, so life-changing. And when we're doing a workshop, we can tell. I mean, it changes the energy if there's a number of people who haven't taken it. So.
Well, it's kind of like the difference between somebody riding down a bumpy road with rocks in a Jeep, or do you want to drive in a Ferrari down the interstate?
With nobody else around.
With nobody else around.
And no cops.
Yeah. And no cops. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, it was the update, the revised SES, was really beyond what we imagined, and so
absolutely
beautiful.
But there's more.
There's more. Hang on, then I got to reverse my slide.
Key out first.
Okay. Oh, look at more fireworks. Wow. You don't have to wait for tonight. You get them right now. We also kicked off Keyhawk 5 a week ago Friday. And about 650 participants worldwide. It was this was kind of an orientation session. The first real Adamus channel is going to be July 11th. But two sessions per month, and the energies in Keyhawk just keep getting better and better.
They're so focused.
So focused, yeah.
And very individual. Everyone's experience is so individual.
It's too late to sign up now, but we'll be doing
it. Really? They can't beg us to get in?
Maybe. Yeah. But we'll be doing it.
Well, somebody just did.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. I don't want to hear about it. Okay.
So, and real quick, also this month in the studio, I had the honor of actually seeing Ann and Finn Anderson presenting the Consciousness for Kids, their presentation of how to look at some of these core values of SES and to do it in an appropriate way. They're able to do it in the public schools in Denmark. They're teaching teachers how to do it now. I saw the curriculum. I knew it looked good. And when I actually saw them do the training here, I really was astounded and pleased by the quality of what they did. And what they do, anyone could benefit from. So I'm really excited about that. Tad was one of the teachers there taking the training, and we hope that we'll be doing more with that soon. We filmed it, and it's really, really an amazing work. So once again, thank you.
Well, it's based on a lot of the principles of SES.
Absolutely.
But for kids, for those of you who have taken SES,
trust me,
there's some rough stuff in there. But can you imagine taking the core concepts for children about maintaining your own energy balance?
It was even better than that, because I knew that they could do it for kids, but the thing that those of us that were there noticed was they really captured a lot of the subtleties, which I thought that was charming beyond words. And again, it was stuff that anybody watching it would get something out of it because it went way beyond. It was very subtle and very clear, and you'll hear more.
Yeah, you'll hear more. Okay, let's move on to upcoming events. Yeah, a lot of different things happening right now. And the very first thing coming up here in just a couple of weeks, I think, right at the studio, is going to be the ProNost update.
Are you ready?
I live from one event to the next. Ask me tomorrow after we're done with this, but I haven't even thought about it. But
that's what I live with.
But Adamus has. And for those of you who know, there's the ProNost event we're doing now every January. And it's really looking out and saying, what are the energy movements on the planet? And what are the important things? It's not predictions, but it's saying, here's where the energy is going. And then at mid-year, we do an update. You do not have to have gone to the one in January to take the update. The update is shorter, but it's kind of like, okay, in the meantime, here are the things that have changed. I know one of the things Adamus is going to talk about, because he talked about it somewhere recently, he made a big deal out of it, robotics. Robotics. He started on this. And I said, where are you
going with
this?
Master of the obvious.
No, but he takes it to a new level. And when he was talking about it, you know, it was like, you know, looking off into the future. It reminded me of the movie The Graduate, where the guy's saying, plastics, plastics. And it's like he's saying robotics. But, no, he has a whole new take on, he calls them controllers, computered controlled devices. And he's going to talk about how they're going to be prevalent in everything. We're at the infancy.
So you're saying this will be this complete invasion of privacy?
No.
There will be no privacy?
Well, is
it going to watch and see?
There already is not.
Handled your bathroom duties correctly?
You know, and actually,
no,
he got
go back, wipe some more.
He got Linda's attention because he said actually little devices that will clean your ceilings, just like a little spider. You just send it off.
What else?
When's the last time you cleaned your ceiling?
See? Sounds kind of scary to me.
Anyway. Tune in to ProNost. It is coming up on July 18th here in the studio, live, of course, or online. Very informative sessions. And
I love ProNost. They're always really a nice sort of a feel into what's going on.
Updated information about world events and robotics.
Will you go into details?
Absolutely. Yes. The early bird discount ends on July 7th, so if you're interested in robotics, sign up early. It's the whole
That's
it's
the whole theme?
I don't know, but I find it fascinating. If I just knew where to invest, I would. Coming up in early August is the Aspectology update. We'll be redoing it just like we did SES, because we consider it one of the very core classes for Crimson Circle. So live or in person, and based on what I saw with the SES update, with what Adamus was able to do, I'm really looking forward to the Aspectology update.
That's good, because if you're looking forward to it, then maybe we can too.
Absolutely. So that is, again, it's online or in person. You have 10-day access if you watch it online or take it in person. You can rewatch it. It's going to include the original Tobias channels and new channels from Adamus.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. So check it out. And then the following weekend is Addiction Unplugged. Now, I'm going to say right now we're going to change the name of this, but we didn't have time between everything else. But Adamus has offered some amazing new information on it. It'll be something, I think Adamus is calling it now Life's Addiction, Addicted to Life. So he's been dropping hints about what he's going to talk about in terms of our addiction to life, not just beer and wine and cigarettes and whatever else, but the actual life addictions. And it ties into what he was talking about in the May Shout, why haven't you done it yet? So it's going to be, he's been chatting with me a lot about this. So it's going to be much different than what I originally thought. We're doing it with John Flaherty, who is the author of Addiction Unplugged.
That's where the name came
from. Great, great book. And, you know, it is about drugs and alcohol. We haven't changed the slide yet, but Adamus is going to take it to a new level.
Well, even the Flaherty's information is based on the fact that most of the the addiction and drug and alcohol programs don't work. The failure rates are horrid, so it's clear that what's out there doesn't work. He's had a lot of experience working with people in a system that does work.
And John Flaherty has probably the
success
most
rate.
Contemporary, the most leading edge concepts on addictions.
He's got again, kind of an accent, though.
It's
I don't know how to do it.
No, you don't. We'll have John, when you're here, would you teach her how to do a British accent, please?
Is it British or Scottish? I thought mine sounded like a cross between British and Korean.
You sounded
Korean.
Like China. Not so good. We have it on film. We're going to be playing it back over and over. So anyway, if you're interested in that, it's not just about addictions to substances. It's about addictions to life.
Patterns,
yeah.
That matter.
Then moving on from there is the Threshold in south of France. In mid-September, it sold out, so I won't say anything more.
Jeff, it sold out before it was out for a week.
I know.
The Angels sold it out.
And then, after that, we go to Romania in the later part of September for the Magic of Merlin in Cebu, Romania. It is sold out. That sold out.
That sounds kind of sensational.
That's why it sold out. Duh. I'm sure it'll be amazing,
well,
whatever it is.
It's in Cebu, which is supposed to be a very old, old, unique community in an old part of Romania. It's supposed to be quite beautiful and relaxing because that was our prerequisite now. We really, really focus on finding places where people can really have time to be peaceful and integrate material that they experience.
Well, actually, initially, we had a meeting room at the hotel, the only one they had, was for 80 people. It sold out in less than 2 days. So we finally went back to the hotel and said, don't you have anything else? And they're like, oh, yeah, another room just became available. So we were able to increase it to 150, and then it sold out right away.
Actually, I heard that when they heard what we did, they're like, oh, no. And they were afraid of us. And then when they saw it sold out, they're like, yeah, come on, bring it on.
We don't care. We don't care what you do.
Yeah, hey, yeah. You come on.
We thought you were a bunch of crazy people. You are. Okay. After that, we are back again with Threshold, which I just love doing. I mean, it's so intimate and personal. I love doing it. So we made a decision to go back to Sparkling Hill Resort in Vernon, British Columbia, with Tammy O'Reilly as our host. This is the third time we've done it there. I love it. The setting is just, it's amazing because it's a beautiful, beautiful resort, and they have literally one of the best spas, which I'll show you in a minute. But it's going to be in October. We've been there before in October.
It's the right time of year.
The leaves are changing right at that time. It's wine harvest. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. It's the optimum time to be there. So I said, Linda's like, well, we keep going back there. I said, I know. I love it. For those of you who have been there, it's such a beautiful resort. It's like being in a big crystal.
I just want to go up against the windows and go, save me!
It was designed and built by somebody in the Swarovski family, the crystal people. Swarovski, yes,
yeah.
Thank you. The rooms have beautiful views of the lake with floor-to-ceiling windows. You just have to make sure when you're using the bathroom, it's open to the windows on the outside, and you have to make sure to close the windows.
Somebody actually told us, oh, the windows are one way. Nobody can see in. So one
we're
night,
standing
we're
there
in
at
the
night,
pool, and it's like,
outside.
I see everything. Everything.
It was Tammy who told us that.
I was
and
trying
I think
to protect
it was a
Tammy
joke,
and not say who it was.
Because when I looked outside, she was looking up at the window. No, it's a magnificent resort. It's a little bit away from everything. It's about 20-25 miles from anything, but the spa, I mean, there's 9 different steam rooms, your massages. Michelle did this chirotherapy where it's like minus...
Chiro?
Cryon, no, not cryon. What is it called, Michelle?
Cryo.
Chiro. It's cold as hell, like 3,000 degrees below zero, and you sit in there.
And
if
it's
you
supposed
want.
To heal pain. It's like, yeah, it freezes you to death. You don't feel anything.
Or you can just sit like this and, you know, like in a picture and think about the people who are freezing.
My favorite is there that indoor-outdoor heated pool, and there's glass, and literally you're in this pool year-round, and you can see across the lake, across the landscape, and just sit in this heated pool. It's so cool.
Me, I like the vineyards. They're all over. It's even though it's in Canada, it's like what they call a banana belt. It's warm. They have orchards and vineyards.
It's
actually
beautiful.
Some of the best wine of anywhere I've tasted. It's tremendous. So anyway, if you're interested, it's also a tremendous experience with Adamus. Gets very, very personal, very intimate. We do sessions in the morning. The afternoons are open, and we do a lot of.
And it is limited to a very small group. That's part of why people like it so much. But one warning, if you show up, you will participate. You will be with Adamus. This is one event where you cannot hide.
You cannot
and everybody
hide.
Knows
no,
it
no.
that you have.
But it's fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it's a safe space and it's only 24, but he really engages everyone. You're not just sitting there in the audience. You are a participant and you are engaged.
So if you're interested, check it out on the Crimson Circle website. Okay.
There are a couple of people that have been there. They're sitting there going.
Now it's time for Shumber News.
Wow. Okay, I'm ready.
From all around the world. Yeah.
Can you do that slide again?
Sure.
Come on.
You like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Yes.
It's kind of Shumber-esque, mysterious, but beautiful. Okay. And just a couple of things to mention here today. Of course, always the check out the Shumber magazine. It recently received the Shumber 2014 Reader's Choice Award. It was.
If you don't say so yourself.
It was actually the only submission for the Reader's Choice Award, but at least it won. There are a lot of great articles. If you want to find out what's going on, what events, what products, anything else, this is the place to find really, really good articles in there. And a very special thanks to Mark Ritter for the brilliant design work and Gene Tinder, brilliant editing for the Shumber magazine. The award-winning Shumber magazine.
And Jeffrey, your contributions are equally appreciated.
Yeah, but they really do the work. I'm always the one holding them back. I always get my article in late.
Trust me, I'm in the room. I hear it all.
I'm writing away. Okay. Next is a new product called End of the New Age. And this was actually, let me describe. So we go down to Sedona. And first it was doing a beautiful gathering with Lee Carroll and a bunch of others at the Grand Canyon. And it was Adamus. Actually, I was nervous because this was not a Shumber crowd. There were three people in the audience who had ever heard of Crimson Circle. And, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. And I wasn't sure what Adamus was going to say. And actually,
who's in charge, Jeff?
He did a great summary, like 6 or 7 points of where we've come over the last 6 years. I mean, if you really want to get a great summary.
It was nice.
It was beautiful. And he only said one bad word once, and I think it was just to get the PG rating, so it wasn't just G. I think he wanted PG, so he said bullshit once. And
it's pretty tempered.
But see, Lee actually really didn't want him. He wanted Cthumi. And I said, well, you know, I really don't channel Cthumi that much, and it'd be kind of weird, you know, and I'm not used to it. And I said, how about, we're negotiating. I said, how about Saint Germain? And he, okay, Saint Germain instead of Adamus, Saint Germain. So we started the channel and started
that
out.
That was interesting.
I am that I am the beloved Saint Germain. And so everybody's like, oh, okay, Saint Germain. And then he flipped into Adamus.
Almost. It wasn't 2 minutes. And he kicked out Saint Germain and Adamus was there.
You
and
could
it's like,
tell.
Charlatan. Oh, my God, charlatan.
So that went okay. And then we had an hour on stage at the Masters Channeling Summit. And, again, he was pretty well behaved. well, other than announcing in Sedona in front of 500 people that the New Age was over the next day. He said, yeah, it's over the next day. Get over it. I think it kind of,
And he threw in the word macchio, and, it, you know, most people were so out of their bodies they didn't even hear it, but a few were like, what is macchio?
Yeah, well.
it's out there in the hallway.
Yeah. But it was really, it was, you know, in spite of that, he explained the history of the New Age and why it was over, talking about going into the age of consciousness. And it was actually a really, really good presentation.
He did a great
job. Yeah, yeah. And I don't think he said any bad words there.
No, he did not.
And then there was two other shorter channels that were part of a group, or what we call a panel channel, one on a Friday and then another on Sunday. Those actually, they're short, but you can download them free of charge on the Cryon website. You get everybody's, but it is free of charge. But during that, the one at towards the end, with there were all 12 of us on stage. It was Sunday late afternoon, and everybody gets 8 minutes. You go down the line. Adamus was second, and he got up, and it was actually very good. He said there's a big purple elephant in the room, and there's a much longer story behind this. I'll tell what's in my article. He said there's a big purple elephant in the room, and the purple elephant is that on stage are 12 channelers channeling entities. And he said, I'm not coming back to an event like this again, ever.
Like, and you think you're going to get invited back?
Said, until it's humans on stage, enlightened humans, not entities. And it was very beautiful, and he's absolutely right. And then he did slip in. I had to really push him to do this, but I said, please point out, Adamus, something that I had just realized like the day before. Please point out that you're the only one on stage sitting up here being channeled that has been in human form. All the rest of them were cosmic entities who provide great information, but damn it, I just could go on and on about this. Until one has walked in our shoes, until they know what it's like to be in a traffic jam. I don't think Archangel Michael understands that, or I don't think some of these other entities understand what it's like to go through some of the human things. And I developed such an appreciation at that conference for dear, dear Adamus, because he's been there and done that. And not to take away from any of the other entities, it's not about that, but damn it, you know, it's tough. It's really tough. And until somebody's been in that human condition and allowed their enlightenment, it's like, doesn't suit me anymore.
There are, and this came up years ago, but even more than ever, there was this time where it was made very clear that it was said that people that are involved in Crimson Circle, that this is not about saving the world, that this is not about, you know, let's go out and stand in the portal and pee, you know, together and save the world. Well, that's kind of what they do. Anyways, I guess that was a little rough. But anyways, well, you know, the ceremonies and we're saving the world, when the real truth is you can't save anything if you don't learn to love yourself and take care of your journey first. And nothing else matters at that. And it's not that what they're doing, what other people do is wrong. It's what do we want to do. And it's so clear from Adamus and being at a big conference like that, to see the clarity and focus that everyone here has on their individual journey, on their enlightenment, their path. And I found that really richly rewarding, and it made me really proud and grateful for what we have.
Yeah, it really did. It gave me an appreciation. Anyway, this is the end of the New Age. There's great information in there. Adamus wanted to wait till we got back home to record the last part, and actually it was Saint Germain that did the last channel. It's really great. I think there's 2.5 hours of great information. It's like $33 downloadable, so do check it out. It's our journey. It's all about our journey.
Well, I like the one channel in particular. Is it got a lot of information that really recaps what I think we've all done. And it was, I like the channel a lot because it gave me a lot of that. When people ask me, you know, or my relatives ask me, it really crystallized some talking points and important things that are important to me and made me more conscious and aware of those things and makes it easier to communicate things that I think can be challenging.
Okay. And sorry, but we got a little time thing. So next on the list is the new book, Act of Consciousness, is out now in the German language in Germany, hardcover and Kindle.
And where is it on the schedule?
And actually, Wolfgang von Rohr, who translated it and is also our agent in Europe, emailed yesterday and said it's only been out for like 10 days. It's number one in the spiritual category on Amazon.de. And actually number 249 of all books.
Jeff,
on
it was
Amazon
released on the
DE.
29th. It's not even been a week, and it was already at the top of their bestseller list.
Oh, wow.
The 29th of June it was released.
It's doing amazingly well. Yes. It is the Act of Consciousness book. The title's a little different. Translated, it means the Act of the Masters. But it's essentially the same. That's why I have the little picture up there. Actually, I have a few here of the hardcover. We just got them from the publisher. If anybody here knows German or just wants to look at it, we have a few copies over here in hardcover. So I'm really proud, and a very special thanks to Wolfing and to Random House Germany for the great job they're doing. Okay. Where are we now? Oh, just a quick reminder. The other night, I had to look at something, and I thought, I'll just pop over to the Full Moon Room, what we're calling the Grand Ascended Masters of Earth Room. Wow. I mean, it was the energies in there are so real and strong. I was mesmerized. I just sat in there for about 10 minutes, even though I was busy. Just a reminder, we have two full moons this month. The next one is July 31st. Just go hang out in there. It's only open for the few days surrounding
just
a full moon.
Just that once in a blue moon.
Yeah, one. That's clever. Okay. And before we take a break, have you ever really wondered what people think about you? I mean, I know you try not to think about it, but they do. And we do sometimes. We wonder, what do people think about us? Well, we thought we'd put together just a little summary. So if we get the house lights down and the sound up, let's take a look at what other people think about you. Okay, that's going to be on YouTube, and we'll play it again at the end of the day. And special thanks to Gene for working with me putting that together. It was fun. It was fun to do. Yeah. And my favorite line at the very end, after the logo, we understand. We do. We really do. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back here at 2:30 to see what Adamus has to say. It's 2:30 Denver, beautiful 4th of July time. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for those watching online. See you in about 30 minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks.